Hello, this conversation is coming to you at 5 a.m. by the likes of my period cycle being on and my sleep cycle being off. You're welcome. I wanted to talk about something that's been fresh on my mind, I would say recently, but I feel like for these past few months, it's honestly been pretty fresh on my mind, and that is the fact that I'm not overextending myself for you. Now, it's interesting because I was about to give a disclaimer, like this may be controversial, but it's funny because it's not. But I think that when it is applied in real life scenarios, that's when it gets controversial. When people don't realize that you're asking somebody to do that for you, like most people are going to be able to agree that, yes, like no one should overextend themselves for the sake of other people. Unless it applies in a real life scenario where they are the ones that is benefiting from somebody that's overextending themselves for their sake. So you guys see what I'm saying. But anyway, I think that this has been a prominent conversation within my reality because I've been a people pleaser my entire life and I was raised by a people pleaser. So that's really a lot of what I know. And that's the way that I was raised to get validation out of other people was to do whatever they asked. And I'm certain that so many other people can agree, and relate to this, but as an adult, it's like, that shit not gonna work. Like I can understand like being in school as a kid, because all the public education system wants you to do is comply so that you can comply to this system that they created that's really fake, but they continue to profit off of our time, money, and energy. So you can just keep, I don't know, it's like we're going in a hamster wheel. We're just running on this hamster wheel. Destination is nowhere, but it's like they put a TV in front of us, and so therefore like we feel like we're working towards something. Like it's just showing us images of this beautiful life on the screen. So we think that we're doing the right thing, but we're really not. Anyway, so I have had a situation occur. Well, it's really not a situation. It's just life. Like, me and a friend stopped talking like a year ago, and, the conversation is just now being held today, like about like why things ended and where they're gonna go going forward. And they were expressing the fact that they feel like I've abandoned them and that I didn't hit them up and I didn't care to check in on them. And they just felt abandoned. And it was interesting because once I heard that word, I just immediately thought of my father. And, you know, that being a very big characteristic that I apply with my father. And when I asked them to explain, like, how they felt abandoned, basically a situation went down last year between two of my other friends. And the situation didn't involve me, but one of them was talking my ear off about it. And I kept telling her, like, I don't care. Like, this doesn't involve me. I don't want to hear about this shit. And the other one was mad that I didn't reach out to them to check in on them about the situation. And I was just like, I didn't check in on you because it didn't involve me. And it would be different if like something terrible happened, but it was just like one of them wanted to do the other person's hair. One asked and the other girl offered and was like, all right, we can make this work. And then it didn't work. And I'm like, this situation doesn't involve me. Y'all can be upset with each other, but please do not entangle me within that shit. Like it has nothing to do with me. So from there is where my friend confronted me and said that she felt abandoned by me because I didn't check in on her. And I just had to sit back. And this is what I do. Sometimes I like gaslight myself because I don't want to invalidate anybody else's feelings, because I do feel like, you know, feelings be valid. I never want to be like completely, what's the word I'm looking for? Completely disregarding of somebody else's experience. So I always will find validity mostly in what people are saying to me. And so when this occurs sometimes I do it overboard where I'll start to gaslight myself about my personal experiences in my reality for the sake of people pleasing to better suit them so that they won't be upset with me and that we can continue within whatever friendship relationship that we have. And that is, I was finna say that's kind of what happened, but it's really not. Like, this was the first time where I was able to be like, what? Like, what are you upset with me for? Like, I guess I can see that you're upset that I didn't, like, check in on you, but nigga, I'm homeless. Like, I mean, I wasn't homeless. I was definitely in between homes. This was like before I had got this apartment. This was in like October of last year. And I was literally like making shit work with whatever it was that I had at that time. And it wasn't much. Like, I had like a good amount of money, but I didn't have like a lease. Like, I didn't have any like secure dwelling that would be beneficial to my mental health as well as my physical and emotional and spiritual health. So I have been really struggling with that since August of that year. So August, September, and October. And then it was like that situation went down, and it was just very interesting, like the response that occurred from it. And so I was completely thrown off guard, but then I had to sit back and realize, like, Trinity, you have overextended yourself in damn near all of, actually no, in all of the friendships that you've ever had. And let's dissect that. Let's dissect that right now. Like, you have to protect your peace. So why aren't you protecting it? And I've overextended myself because of people pleasing, and that just being the majority of what I know. And more, even more so, the fact that I have had such a huge, the phrase "treat people the way you would like to be treated" stuck with me too well. Like, it stuck with me super, super well. Like, stuck to me like white on rice as a child. And I think I started writing a poem about it the other day. I haven't finished it or nothing, but that has been one of the most prominent things that I have had to come to terms with recently, about the fact that do unto others as you would, what is it? I don't know the fancier version, but you see what I'm saying. Treat other people the way you would like to be treated has both served me and not. And how do I even start to dissect that? How do I even explain that? Okay, so my narrative with that phrase was always exactly what it says. Treat people the way you want to be treated, and therefore they'll treat you back that same way. But then, so here comes me being all mothering and nurturing and shit like that. And oh God, here's another thing. Me and my best friend, Jonathan, me and Jonathan were just talking about this, bro, literally the day before yesterday, because I was talking to him about just life shit. And he was like, you know, Trinity, a lot of people seen you when the shroom video was taking off, and like all your other videos started taking off, and then you hit 100K, and all you in Hawaii, and then you in Tulum, and niggas was like, niggas didn't want to acknowledge the fact that you've been working since you were 14 at this shit. And I was like, bro, on God, I've had so many different friends from so many different places all throughout my life. And that was one thing that was like brought to my attention a lot. Like, a lot of people have been jealous of me throughout different stages of my life. And I had to really, I'm still struggling with it, but I'm trying to really accept that, because it's so fucking weird. Because it's like, you would think, well, this is how I think that if I come across somebody who clearly has all they shit together, or, you know, the majority of they shit together, and is able to say they have all these credentials behind their names, and yes, I want to be their friend, I'm thinking like, I am so eager to learn from you, you know. And that's not like my only goal in making friends. Like, that's never the case. But it's like, we have a friendship, and we also have like a great connection to where we are going to be helping each other along our journeys as young adults. So that's the narrative that plays out in my mind. But like other people, I've had to come to this understanding is that they see me, they want to be my friend, but they'll want to be my friend because of like, they find me fascinating and they do want help from me, but at the same time, they're still jealous. And it's like, they don't know how to like get rid of that jealousy in order to just receive what I'm giving with like open arms and an open mind. And so jealousy has gotten in the way of a lot of shit that I've had to, a lot of the friendships that I've had. It's just, that's just how it has played out. And a part of me hates having to admit that because I don't know how to maneuver those kinds of situations because they've showed up a lot. And they typically show up subliminally. Like typically it's not me that's looking at someone and is having to realize they're jealous of me. Typically, like I'll have to be told that by like my tarot reader or like my life coach or my mom. My mom be the one that was mainly telling me. She was like, yeah, you get a lot of friends that got a lot of mom issues. I don't know what's up with that, but you also got a lot of friends that are jealous of you. And that's another thing, like they'll be jealous and they'll want what I have, but they won't have the ethic to go and get it. They won't have the work ethic. They won't have the stamina. They won't have the belief within themselves to go and achieve whatever it is that they want to achieve. So because they have these limiting beliefs that they can't do it, they sit back and watch me do it and hate me even more for it. And I'm thinking we're friends. Like, what the fuck? And so that has showed up multiple times throughout my life. And many times, I feel like every time almost has been in completely different ways with different people. And of course, I know like a lot of it has to do with the fact that I overextend myself. Because I be wanting to be friends with everybody. Like, I just like meeting new people. I like talking to people. And I always see potential in people, bro. Like, if somebody tells me that they are passionate about some shit, bro, I'm passionate about it right there with you. Like, you can do a lot with this. Like, whatever the fuck you want. If you are a painter and you want to find a way to make money off of your art and you just like exist off your art and you want to travel the world, like, bro, I can see that for you. And it's like, and then it's like, I'm already the type of person in the position to provide someone with the tools on how to do that. So I'm like, why not? You know, like, let's make some shit shake. But it don't always be that simple. It don't always be that simple. And that's one of the hardest parts for me to digest. And so what was I about to say? With the situation recently, I had to step back and keep myself from gaslighting myself, because while other people's feelings are valid, I do have to stand up for myself. I have to stop seeing only other people's perspectives and understand why it is that I may have, quote, abandoned her in that time period. Why I may have, you know, just not have been there at that time period. And even with the abandonment, it's not because I don't fucking love her. It's not because I don't miss her. It's not because I don't care about her. It's because I have to care and love and miss me too. And most importantly, myself. Like, I have to put myself in first place, bro. Like, if I do not have the fucking space to talk to you about some shit you going through, I expect that to be respected. And the first time that I ever really got validation on this was from my friend Y back in February. We weren't doing anything because I was at home by myself crying and I didn't know who to call, but I wanted to call somebody. I wanted to talk to somebody, and she was the person that popped into my head. And so I called her, and she just so happened to be in the process of moving. She wasn't available. So she answered the phone and I was like, hello. And it's funny because like, we didn't even have to talk about it. Like, I didn't even have to be like, hey, like, can I get your help on X, Y, and Z? I just called. What did I say? This is what happened. I called her and I asked her if she had any availability for a Reiki session. And she was like, not right now. I think I might tomorrow, but you'll have to check my calendar online. And I was just like, okay, like, you know, crying and shit. And I was like, okay. And she was like, Trinity, breathe and be aware that everything is going to work itself out and that everything is already working itself out. And she said like one more sentence after that, and then that was it, and we got off the phone. But like, she clearly, you know, like, that was great within itself. That was appreciated. And I thanked her. Like, I thanked her for not being able, for not sitting there on the phone with me to give me the energy that she did not have. I was so grateful, because I'm like, I would rather you not overextend yourself for the sake of me, you know, when you have your own shit going on. And the simple fact that you did that gives me the validation that I needed, that it's okay for me to do the same thing as well. And I was like, people have made me feel crazy for doing that shit, bro. People have made me feel crazy for not answering the phone the first time they call. Like, yep, bro, let me tell y'all, literally, I'm talking literally 3 days ago, 3, 4, 5 days ago, maybe, I get a call from one of my great aunts that I don't talk to like often. Like, she really be like hanging out with my mom like once a month, cause she ain't got no car. So my mom be taking her like on, you know, errand runs, going grocery shopping and shit. She calls me and I see her phone, my phone light up while she's calling me. And something in me was like, bro, do not waste your time answering the phone. And you think that, like, you know, normally you see somebody you don't talk to often pop up on your phone, they calling you. You think, like, oh, it might be something serious, you know. But my spirit was like, bro, do not waste your time answering the phone. So I didn't answer the phone. Bro, I have most of my messages on mute. And so, like, 15, 20 minutes later, I finished doing what I was doing. And I checked my messages. And she texted me talking about some call me back ASAP. Nigga, I call her back, bro. You know what this nigga did when I got on the phone? All she did was complain to me about how my mom didn't answer the phone when she first called her. And she said she assumed it's because my little brother is playing games on her phone. Wasn't no damn emergency. She called me to complain about the fact that my mom didn't answer the phone the first few times that she called her, bro. Like, nigga, get the fuck out of here, man. Really? Like, what are you, like, why are you wasting my time like this, bro? Like, more important shit needs to be done. So, like, that is just a prime example, because my mom has done that shit before, bro. My mom has called me once and then will, like, literally have a fit if I don't call her, if I don't call her back like within like 3 minutes, bro. And that shit has made my anxiety, like, that's a whole nother topic, where it's like, people just, well, no, it's not a whole nother topic, people just wanting you right then and there when they want you. Like, niggas not accepting the fact that, like, bro, I do not constantly have my phone in front of my face. Why? Because you, growing up, you didn't want me to constantly have my phone in front of my face. So now I'm an adult navigating this shit on my own, and you mad that I didn't answer the phone the first time you called me, bro. Unless it's something insanely important, bro. And I'm talking insanely important. Like, taxes is not even insanely important. Like, do not get mad if I don't answer the fucking phone on the first time you call. Like, come on now. So, yes, man, like, you stop overextending yourself for other people. It's not cute. It's not fun. It's not funny. I don't understand why people think that shit is okay. Like, well, I do understand why people think that shit is okay. And, like, back to, like, the previous friendship I was talking about, my mom be reading a lot of my friends. Like, she really do. She be reading them, but like the ones that like be like really smiling in her face and like real chill on some shit, she don't be never reading them. But the ones that have been in the past have had pretty distinct personalities. She's always caught something before I acknowledged it. Not before I caught it, but before I acknowledged it for what it was. And with that friend in particular, she was like, bro, one time she called me and she was like, why did your friend just call me and ask if it was okay for her to use my Airbnb account, because apparently Airbnb done made some rule where you can't book a Airbnb in the same city you live in under the age of 25 because they're afraid of, like, you know, people throwing house parties and shit like that. She was like, she said you gave her permission. She said that you encouraged her to call me. And I was like, bro, what? I'm like, why the fuck would I do that? Like, no, I didn't do that shit. Like, it doesn't even make any sense. Like, I don't know. She never even asked about that. Like, what? And she was like, that's interesting. She was like, you know, she seems really entitled. And I was like, that is a great word that I've never thought about using. But she was like, yeah, she seems really entitled. And that makes so much sense, because it's like, another thing that I didn't mention is when our friendship was first, like, you know, really like getting back in, like getting into the groove of things. Yes, I overextended myself a lot. But I just always enjoyed being around people. Like, I just enjoyed having people at my house. I enjoyed hosting events. So to me, like, you know, like, I'm now look back at that and I'm like, clearly, you know, that was all my responsibility. Like, I shouldn't have overextended myself because I didn't know my boundaries. And that's nobody's fault but my own. That's not the issue. But the issue is that once things didn't switch up until somebody came into her life and, you know, they got into a relationship. And that was when things got different, because I would only hear from them when they needed to stop by my house to shit, shave, and bathe. And then they would hop over to their partner's house. And I'm just like, damn, like, I'm just a pit stop. Nigga, I feel like a racetrack. Niggas come in my house, eat my food, take a shit on my toilet, maybe try on some of my jewelry and then leave and be gone. And it's just like, I've allowed it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I didn't even realize like how bad of a situation that was until like shit hit the fan. Like, actually, no, I think I definitely did say something about that to her before all that happened. But I was just like, bro, you've been using me. Like, I feel very used. Like, you don't even hang out with us no more because, you know, you be with your man. Like, what's up with that? Like, you switch up once you get into a relationship. Like, we have to beg you to hang out with us. And then it's like, you want to talk to me about being abandoned. Like, I don't get that. But, friendships are just different. Like, every friendship is completely different. And it's like, people only navigate out of what they know. If all that they know is what they have been taught and what their survival tactics that they have used growing up, then they're probably not navigating out of their best sense of self. And this goes for absolutely everybody. Like I said, mine's was people pleasing. So I'm just overextending myself thinking this shit normal. And then I get into, you know, previous relationships and I've just not been happy. And I've been unhappy and unable to communicate. And it's just like, then I've got this pretty ass partner that's just pretty. Like, all the girls I've dated, all the men I've dated, they just look good. They didn't have the ability to communicate either. And they didn't have good mother. Yo, why? This is a legitimate question. Like, every person I've dated and, well, almost, I could say, like, I can only think of like one or two people off the top of my head that did not have mom issues. But we also didn't talk about it that extensively. So they may have had it. But all of my friends, except for Trey, and all of my exes have all had severe mother issues. And so then here comes me being a Libra moon of mothering nature, just giving because I want somebody to give to me. And it's like, I have to give to myself. And so then when I start to give to myself and I start off by giving myself time and separation from people, they get offended. They get upset. They don't understand. They feel like I've just dropped them off on a curb and dip. They feel like I went to the store and never came back. And it's just like, no, like, that's not, like, I still love you. I still care about you. That ain't gonna change. I just can only love and care to a certain extent. Like, I can't give you nothing else. Like, I've given a lot, you know? And, yeah, that's the validation that I'm bestowing upon myself, because I do be given. I be given a lot. And I make sure people feel comfortable, or I try to make sure that people feel comfortable within my space. I can't always secure that, but I do make sure that, like, now as an adult, when situations arise, I don't even be mad. Like, as a kid, as a teenager, you would get mad at shit and, like, argue and shit. I don't care about none of that. I have no interest in doing any of that. Like, for example, bro, this girl who used to watch me on YouTube, we ended up meeting in person. She just came to an event, and she was hanging out with some of my friends a little more than what we would hang out with together. And so when I would link with my friends, she would be there. We all go to camping trip. And she ended up using this wagon that my mom let me borrow. It's nice ass $100 wagon to, like, load her stuff into her car. And then she abandoned the wagon in the middle of this music festival where niggas are drunk and high and horny, and she just left the shit there and dipped in the middle of the night. And so, literally, of course, it got stolen, and it was my mom's fucking wagon. So my mom mad as hell at me because this girl stole it and just abandoned it. And I'm like, all right, can you pay me for the wagon? Like, can you buy my mom another wagon? And she's upset that I confronted her about it. And I'm just like, look, bro. And the way that I did it, I was just like, hey, so-and-so, I hope everything is going well. I just wanted to check in and ask if you could, you know, refund my mom for the wagon. She knows that it went missing, and I was unable to find it at camping trip, and I was asking all around, and, you know, no one knew where it was. And there were so, bro, another thing is that there were people there that had the exact same wagon. So literally, I'm over here taking people's stuff out of their wagon, about to take their wagon because I think they stole mine. And people are coming out of their tent like, bro, what are you doing? This is our wagon. Like, we have pictures and videos of us using this wagon. And I'm like, bro, this is ridiculous. And so when I just asked her nicely about refunding the money, she just decided to never respond, and she just blocked me from everything. And I'm like, no, like, I would have, in this situation, I at least would have appreciated to know what is going through your head. Like, please tell me how you can vouch for yourself, because you know that this shit is 100% your fault. Like, it would have been completely different. Like, I would have appreciated an excuse that actually made sense a lot more than what I would have appreciated, because this shawty just blocked me from everything. Now, like, that's a situation where it's like, nigga, fuck your feelings, bro. Like, I'm standing my ground in my boundaries. Give me my fucking wagon back. Like, you're insane. Like, how you steal my shit and then get mad when I confront you for stealing my shit, bro? Like, no. Hell nah. Like, hell nah. Like, I'm still thrown aback by that shit. Shawty blocked me from a text, from Instagram. Like, no. Like, you're doing entirely too much. And I'm just like, bro, it's just, I don't know, like, people are just different. I don't get it. She still talks to Trey, and she was like, Trey asked her about it, and she was like, I have no idea what to say. I have no idea what to say at all. I'll respond when I feel like responding. Shawty has no intention of responding. She wouldn't have blocked me if she felt like responding. But, bro, yeah, like, some shit, most shit, stand your ground on, but I think it's important to understand where your ground is coming from. So I talked about this a little bit already, but I think I need to clarify and emphasize it more. For me, I feel more comfortable talking about these situations because, like I said, yes, people have used me in the past, but I'm also aware that I have overextended the fuck out of myself in the past. And there's still situations that I'm handling today where I'm like, okay, you will no longer use me. Like, I will no longer overextend myself for you to use me, you know? Because it's like, yes, we must stand our ground, but we must also take responsibility within the part that we did play. So yes, my friend from the past probably did feel, she definitely felt comfortable enough to use my house as a pit stop on her way to go hang out with her nigga, because I had, you know, opened up that kind of environment. Like, I had allowed her to come to my house so much and to use my resources so much that my house was literally her house. Like, literally when I was responding to her earlier, I was like, when we lived, and I was like, well, shit, no, like, what the, we didn't live there. Like, it was me. I lived there. You never paid bills, you know? So, yeah, but I think that it's important because recently I was having a conversation with a therapist, and we came to this realization that went so, like, I've been known that I've people pleased, but I didn't know the depths of what people pleasing did for me, because I'm people pleasing, like, for other people, but in me, like, this is validating something. Like, this is childhood shit. Like, this is telling me that I'm doing something right because I'm making other people happy, and that's the priority. It goes deeper than that, but I'm not even about to tell y'all all my business online, because since I've taken a break from YouTube, I don't want to overshare the same way I've been overextending. Goddamn. So, yeah, you see the gist, and you see what I'm putting down. You're picking it up. But yeah, so I think that, I don't know. For me personally, I know that people pleasing has always been a super big issue that has, like, I found my personality interweaved throughout people pleasing. Like, I'm gonna give you a visual. Like, you know, we used to be kids, like, Velcro was, like, on everything as a child. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but Velcro was everywhere, whether it was in my shoes, somehow in my clothes, like, on my backpack. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but, like, you know when your hair get caught in Velcro, it's like the Velcro is people pleasing and the hair was me. Like, so much of my personality had been interweaved through that shit, that people pleasing, I can sit back and say that people pleasing is my number one issue. Like, that is the number one issue, that is the root cause of so many trials and tribulations that I've had throughout my life as a kid, as a teenager, as a young adult, like, in the present, like, shit like that. And so, you know, I'm certain that there, of course, there's other issues as well that I probably just haven't come to the realization about as deeply as I have about people pleasing. But I'm certain that, like, we've all got that one thing that, like, the source of where this shit started is within this one thing. So it's like, once you figure out what that one thing is, you can really analyze the duality of how that one thing has played out within your life, whether, you know, on your side as you're conducting life, and what, and how it's reflected back to you within other people. So it's like, the duality of that shit is very prevalent, and it's there. It's in front of our faces all the time. So, you know, definitely would encourage everybody to do some more research within that, to find a better sense of self outside of the way your inner child navigated for the sake of survival. 'Cause that's all it is. Like, what was your number one survival tactic? My shit was people pleasing. What was yours? Was it you feeling entitled? Did you walk around with your head held high? Because if you dared put that shit down for just 1 second, everybody would be able to, like, jump on you. Like, you would feel the weight of other people's judgments on you. So maybe you held your head high. Maybe you felt entitled to everything. Maybe you became super cocky and super mean and aggressive because you didn't want nobody to belittle you throughout life. Like,
Maybe that's what your shit is. Maybe you were a jealous person. Maybe your parents growing up like always compared you to like other kids or like other siblings. Maybe you've learned to build your personality based off of mocking what other people did to quote unquote succeed. Like maybe you don't even know who you truly are and what you truly want. So, and maybe the root of that is jealousy, which would probably be more so if we want to go deeper, insecurity. Like the true root of your shit would be insecurity. It's why you can't navigate as an individual who is confident within themselves, because you don't know yourself, because your whole life, your family just told you what you weren't, just told you what you should be. Therefore, you trying to make your dad happy. You trying to make your mom happy. You 32 years old, and that's the way that you've had to, you've learned to navigate throughout this life, because you're in survival mode, just like how I said. So, yeah. We can no longer overextend ourselves for the sake of other people, bro. Like, that's the word on this lovely 6 a.m. On this lovely 6 a.m. That did not sound right. On this lovely Saturday. God damn it, Saturday. Jesus Christ. Somebody tweeted, August flew by faster than four hoes in a Nissan. And it's like, bro, on God it did. Nigga, 2022 has flown by faster than four hoes in a Nissan, bro. So, yeah, I hope this was your good word of the day. Yeah, so I really hope that this podcast episode has helped somebody in the right way, and I'm certain that it did. Other than that, yeah, y'all will hear me in the next episode.